The Boyer Lectures 2020, Rebooting Australia, delivered by Dr. Andrew Forrest.
The Boyer Lectures are traditionally lectures, a speaker lecturing Australia about what it should do. I've chosen a different path. This lecture is about what I'm doing to fight climate change, under the premise that actions speak louder than words. But first, I have a confession to make. The iron ore company I founded 18 years ago, Fortescue, generates just over 2 million tonnes of greenhouse gas every year. 2 million tonnes. That's more than the entire emissions of Bhutan and its 800,000 inhabitants. It's a huge number. Yet it's also just 0.004% of the greenhouse gas that enters the atmosphere every year, of around 51 billion tonnes. The answer isn't to stop mining iron ore, which is critical to the production of steel, to humanity. The answer is green, zero emissions energy and steel. Every day that the sun shines, the wind blows, rivers flow and Earth's core radiates heat, we waste green energy in proportions that dwarf the energy produced by the entire global oil and gas sector. If these renewable energy resources were a power station, the plant would be millions of gigawatts in size. To put that into perspective, Australia produces all of its electricity from just 70 gigawatts of power. There's enough pollution-free renewable energy out there to last the entire Anthropocene. The Anthropocene is the age of mankind. Just as the Mesozoic was the age of dinosaurs, humans now have their very own geological period. Except the markers of our era won't be Tyrannosaurus Rex teeth or asteroid craters. They'll be giant landfills of single-swig plastic water bottles, which effectively become fossils the moment they're made. We have no idea how long the Anthropocene will last, but if we don't stop warming our planet, it could be geological history's shortest era. The solution lies in hydrogen. The greatest natural resource Australia has isn't iron ore, it isn't gold, it isn't gas, it's certainly not oil or coal. It is hydrogen. Hydrogen is, by far, the most common element of the universe. We aren't going to run out of it anytime soon. It makes up 75% of the mass of the universe. Down here on Earth, hydrogen is just as abundant. To make it, all you need to do is run electricity through water. The result is green hydrogen, the cleanest source of energy in the world, and one that could replace up to 75% of our emissions, if we have the technology and the scale.